Thank you. alert. There was a crackling noise in the bracket behind me, and out came Pooh.
Good morning, Eeyore, said Pooh. Good morning, Pooh Bear, said Eeyore gloomily. If it is a good morning, he said, which I doubt, said Eeyore. Why, what's the matter? Nothing, Pooh Bear, nothing. We can't all, and some of us don't, that's all there is to it. Can't all what, said Pooh, rubbing his nose. Gaiety, song and dance, herbing around the mulberry bush. Oh, said Pooh.
He thought for a long time and then asked,
what mulberry bush is that? Bon hobby, went on Eeyore gloomily. French word meaning bonhomme, he explained. I'm not complaining, but there it is.
Pooh sat down on a large stone and tried to think this out. It sounded to him like a riddle, and he never was much good at riddles, being a bear of very little brain. So he sang Cottleston Pie instead.
Cottleston, Cottleston, Cottleston Pie, a fly can't bird, but a bird can fly. Ask me a riddle, and I'll reply. Cottleston, Cottleston, Cottleston Pie.
That was the first verse. When he had finished it, Eeyore didn't say anything, so he sang the second verse.
Cottleston, Cottleston Pie, a fish can't whistle, and neither can I. Ask me a riddle, and I'll reply. Cottleston, Cottleston, Cottleston Pie.
Eeyore still said nothing at all, so Boo hummed the third verse quietly to himself.
Cottleston, Cottleston, Cottleston Pie, why does a chicken, I don't know why, ask me a riddle, and I'll reply. That's right, said Eeyore. Sing. Umpty tiddly umpty too. Here we go gathering nuts and may enjoy yourselves. I am, said Pooh.
Some care, said Eeyore.
Why, what's the matter? Is anything the matter? You seem so sad, Eeyore. Sad? Why should I be sad? It's my birthday. Your birthday, said Pooh in great surprise. Of course it is. Can't you see? Look at all the presents I have.
He waved a foot from side to side.
Look at the birthday cake. 10 cups of pink sugar.
Pooh looked first to the right and then to the left.
Presents, said Pooh. Birthday cakes. Where? Can't you see?
Now, said Pooh.
Neither can I, said Pooh. Choke, explained.
Pooh scratched his head, being a little puzzled by all this.
But is it really your birthday? It is. Oh, well, many happy returns of the day. Say to your Pooh Bear, but it is my birthday. No, it's mine. But you said many happy returns. Well, my love, you don't always want to remember something on my birthday, do you? Oh, I say, it's bad enough, said he, almost breaking down, being miserable myself, wanting no presents, no cake, no candles, and no proper notice taken of me at all. But if everybody else is going to be miserable too,
this was too much for Pooh.
Stay there,
called to Eeyore as he turned and hurried back home as quick as he could, for he felt that he must get poor Eeyore a present of some sort at once. Then he could always think of a proper one afterwards. Outside his house, he found Piglet jumping up and down trying to reach the locker.
The knocker. I just came round.
Let me do it for you, said Pooh. That would not be a good plan.
All right, then. I'll give him a balloon. I've got one left from my party. I'll go and get it now, shall I?
That Piglet is a very good idea. It's just what Eeyore wants to cheer him up. Nobody can be uncheered with a balloon.
So off Piglet trotted, and in the other direction went Pooh with his jar of honey. It was a warm day, and he had a long way to go. He hadn't got more than halfway when a sort of funny feeling began to creep all over him. It began at the tip of his nose and trickled all through him and out at the soles of his feet. It was just as if someone inside him were saying,
"Now then,
dear, dear," said Pooh, "I didn't know it was as late as that."
So he sat down and took the top off his jar of honey.
"Lucky I brought this with me," he thought. "Many a bear going out on a warm day like this would never have thought of bringing a little something with him."
And he began to eat.
"Now let me see,"
he thought as he took his last lick of the inside. Passing the 100-acre wood, he went inside to call on Owl, who lived there.
"Good morning, Owl," he said.
"Good morning, Pooh," said Owl.
"Many happy returns of Eeyore's birthday," said Pooh.
"Oh, is that what it is?
What are you giving him, Owl?"
"What are you giving him, Pooh?"
"I'm giving him a useful pot.
Is this it?"
said Owl, taking it out of Pooh's paw.
"Yes, and I wanted to ask you..."
"Somebody's been keeping honey in it," said Owl.
"You can keep anything in it," said Pooh earnestly. "It's very useful like that, and I wanted to ask you..."
"You ought to write a happy birthday on it."
"That is what I wanted to ask you," said Pooh, "because my spelling is wobbly. It's good spelling, but it wobbles, and the letters get in the wrong places. Would you write a happy birthday on it for me?"
"It's a nice pot,"
said Owl, looking at it all round.
"Couldn't I give it to from both of us?"
No, said Pooh, "that would not be a good plan. Now I'll just wash it first, and then you can write."
Well, he washed the pot and dried it, while Owl licked the end of his pencil and wondered how to spell birthday.
"Can you do it, Pooh?"
he asked rather anxiously.
"There's a notice about knocking and ringing outside my door, which you must know I'm probably wrong. Could you read it?"
So Owl looked, and this is what he wrote:
"Hippy Pappy Butterdus Dus Da Busadisti."
Pooh looked on at mine.
"I'm just singing a happy birthday," said Owl carelessly.
"It seems a long one," said Pooh, very much impressed by it.
"Well, that should be of course. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
colour was this balloon when it was the balloon?
Red.
I just wonder, red, my favourite colour. How big was it?
About as big as me.
I just wonder, about as big as Piglet, he said to himself sadly. My favourite size.